Hello.
Hi, Vinay.
Hey.
Have you heard from Ian?
Yeah, I heard a bit from Ian. I'll speak to him now again on Facebook, but that's about it.
Not on the podcast yet?
Nah. I want to be on it, but I don't think he wants us to.
I was on for like 2 seconds, literally on the last one, but I was well annoyed because he told me to plan loads of stuff for it. And then
but it's nothing for you. I've been phoning him for years. I think I've known him longer than you have. I think 7 years or so. And he doesn't let me be on his podcast.
I've worked for him for years as well, and you think that he'd let us on, but I don't think he wants us, Vinny. I'm a bit upset about it. But I miss you, Vinny.
All right, I miss you too.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hi.
I think I have to go now.
Is your mum coming?
Yeah.
Hello you, thank you very much for downloading episode 3 of the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. We're doing superbly well in the iTunes charts, we keep popping up in the top 10 and it's all down to you, thank you very much. If you do download this from iTunes, go and leave a nice comment and I don't know, maybe a 5-star review. I wouldn't want to prejudice you in any way whatsoever. On today's show, we've got your phone calls, we've got your audio boos, and also we've got an interview with Monkey Peter Talk. Now, anyone who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of the Monkees, my favourite group of all time, and it's not an understatement to say I was devastated when I heard that Davy Jones had passed away. Really lucky that Peter Talk has agreed to come on and share his thoughts about the passing of Davy. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy, and we'll start off with some of your phone calls. And we're talking about, should you cry when celebrities die? There's absolutely nothing on TV, and the Olympics. Really? Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Colin here from Adelaide. How you doing?
Hello, fella. How you doing? You're right?
Not bad, thank you. How's life?
Well, you know, it's... how is life? It's all right. I'm a bit down with the news of Davy Jones.
But, yeah, I'd read that.
Apart from that, everything's okay.
Good, good.
What can I do for you?
I was going to answer 3 questions about the Olympics, crying over a singer or a celeb. What was the third question?
The third question was, everything is on television is utter rubbish.
Well, I must admit, I don't watch much now, living in Australia, but Aussie TV...
They have TV in Australia, don't they, I think?
They mainly show British comedy.
Right, oh crikey.
At the moment, and it's repeated stuff like, Yes Minister, Yes Prime Minister.
Jesus, that's from the 1900s. That's like posh comedy, which is not actually funny, but it's clever.
Yeah. And they do a lot of repeats of things like, Big Bang Theory, 2½ Men, 70s show, so that's all. But some of the Aussie comedy can be quite funny, but there's not really like comedy shows. Comedy.
2½ Men is rubbish, isn't it? It's just like a really boring formulaic sitcom.
No, I thought it was okay, but there were certain times I just thought that was a bit tiresome. But it was. I did enjoy it.
But I don't. Because I've tried it and I watched it and I just thought, well, I don't get it. I don't get what's so unique and so clever and so funny about this. It's been going for like 1 million seasons, as they call it in the States, and there's just, it's nothing. It's no My Two Dads.
Oh, right, yeah, you're showing your age.
Yeah, I used to love My Two Dads.
Well, imagine watching that now.
Okay, I am imagining it. It's wicked, with Greg Evigan. With Greg Evigan and the bloke from Alien 2, or 3, I think it is. Awesome.
Yeah. And he hasn't done much since.
He's not done a lot, bless him. But then who has?
Well, the thing about you, I read the article on Facebook when you said about Davy Jones had passed away.
I
must admit, I sat back and thought about it. And when you asked the question about what celeb and singer, I must admit, I cried when Freddie Mercury passed away.
Did you really? Now, I, 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 I'm going to be very polite and lovely here with everyone, because up until Davy Jones dying, I shed a little tear when George Harrison died, just like a little tear. And I was a little, I was very depressed when Arthur Lee died. But when Davy Jones died, man, I was sobbing like a babe, like sobbing, you know. And was that what you were like with Freddie, or was it a bit more subtle?
It was a bit more subtle, because I remember I was like, I would have been like 17 when he passed away. And the thing was, my mum came upstairs, and it was obviously he was ill at the time, and my mum, my family knew that I was a big Queen fan, and I think they must have been watching the Sky News that weekend, and she caught sort of popped up, and as everyone was going to bed, I was already in my pit, and she just came into my bedroom and just sort of subtly said something, and I was like, all right, fair enough, and then nodded, and that was it. So it was a bit lump in my throat. But it was upset at the time, and then you sort of felt a bit down. Every time you saw anyone discussed it, you did get a bit emotional. But
why did you cry? Because the thing is, I don't know Davy Jones. I've met him a couple of times. Yeah, I don't know him, but he's been with me since I was 8 years old. But I was sobbing like my dad had died or something.
I think the same thing you just said there was that I'd never met him, never knew him. He never knew me. You know, this is Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to the music and followed the band for quite a long time, and just wasn't even influential in my life, but someone who was so lovely a singer and flamboyant a character, just to then not be with us anymore.
Yeah. Colin, I'm going to move on, because I wanted to do the whole show, but thank you very much for that. And I'm not making light of this, but surely there's going to be an attack of some kind, isn't there? Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Ian.
Who's this?
It's Spencer.
Hello, Spencer.
Oh, how's it going, man?
It's going all right. I've just been arguing about the Olympics, but we're getting there.
I'm not actually up to speed with the topics this evening.
You've done what? Sorry, your phone's breaking up. Say that again.
I'm not actually up to speed with the topics this evening. What are we talking about?
Well, the topics are only a vague guide, but I'll throw them at you. The first one is, have you ever cried at a celebrity's death?
I have never cried at a celebrity's death, I'm afraid. Go on.
Well, no, don't be afraid, but is there anybody that you respect that much, that you kind of think if they passed away, you might shed a little tear? I tell you why, because I sobbed like a baby this week when I heard that Davy Jones of the Monkees had died. I was sobbing and inconsolable.
You know, I saw that on the front page of the newspaper. The first person I thought of was you. I thought, Ian will be devastated.
Oh, bless you, man. A lot of people sent me some very nice tweets saying a very similar thing. And the Monkees were a huge part of my life, you know. And for one of them to go, and for Davy to go. Davy was not meant... He was supposed to be the last man standing. And for him to go was... okay, but there's no one that you would consider yourself... You consider you might cry for.
I'm afraid I'm not so seduced by the celebrity culture. Now, I can understand the deep sort of childhood attachment to Davy Jones, I'm not so seduced by our current celebrity culture.
Because it is odd. Part of me thinks that weeping for someone who you don't really know is kind of... It's got to be more than that, hasn't it? You've got to be crying for something else, or somebody
else. For some emotional attachment, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next topic. Everything on television at the moment is utter, utter rubbish.
Thank you. Someone agrees with me.
It's tosh, isn't it? I'm it's so close to junk. Tosh. If I didn't play Xbox or PlayStation, I would junk my TV, because there is nothing on there at all.
I think the real problem is that series that used to be really, really good get to their sort of fourth or fifth season, and suddenly they're absolute pony. Yeah. There is absolutely...
Give me an example.
I will give you an example. Doctor Who is these days beyond awful. When it started off, I think it peaked around series 2 or 3.
Let's clarify here, young man. You're talking about the Doctor Who reboot. You're not talking about Doctor Who Classic.
I am not, I'm afraid, talking about...
No, okay, that's fine, that's fine, just where we're standing.
...a current television situation. Doctor Who, the new one, peaked around for series 2 or 3 with David Tennant, and these days with this awful Matt Smith, and this... I have some respect for this ginger girl. She's a fellow Scot.
She's also, let's be honest, let's not beat around the bush unless we have to. She's hot.
I don't agree.
Man, come on, what are you talking about? What is it? Of course she is.
I think she looks a little bit like a horse.
Horses are sexy. Do you not think, of all the animals, right, the horse, and I would say the young cat, not the kitten, that would be inappropriate, but the young cat, the horse and the young cat, very, very flirtatious animals. Have you ever seen a horse? Have you ever walked behind a horse, right, and the horse has turned her head and looked at you over her shoulder? You've got to admit that that has fired off a little something in you, hasn't it?
I really don't want to make you feel like you're the only one, so I'm going to be coming to here and say yes, Ian.
What if it's got ribbons?
Turned on by a horse.
Now, I'm not saying turned on, but imagine, right, a lovely horse. It's all brushed, not the dirty ones covered in mud,
no.
Right, and it's got ribbons in its hair. And it just turns and it's a little bit cross-eyed as well. And it just turns over its shoulder and sort of looks at you and goes, come on. You can't say that doesn't give a stirring, because that is not intellectual. That is that runs deeper than that. That's in your blood.
I suppose that our primitive ancestry appreciated the beauty of a horse and could see its noble steed status.
That's what we're talking about for the rest of the show, is sexy animals. that's how this
I think you're starting to get away with stuff that you couldn't get away with on the radio, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll do just about. We'll push it as much as we can. Line 4, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Good evening, Ian. It's Gafford.
Oh, for goodness.
I'm in the Soho area, Ian.
What?
The comment on the last podcast about me being cubby. We're going to have this out.
Okay.
I've got my GPS tracker.
Okay.
I'm going to find your studio. It'd be easier just now if you just open the door in Soho and let me in.
I am, of course, in my luxury recording studio in Soho, and I'm afraid, Gatford, the location is TS. That's top secret to you, and I will not be telling you where it is.
I have some tracking software, and this call is being traced, so stay on
and
the
I
line.
I have some cut-off software, and this call is being cut off. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
This is Hippie Steve, mate. Ian, is that you?
Is that you, Hippie Steve?
Yeah, this is me.
This is me?
Listen, are you still having a problem with your moths?
My mosque?
Moth.
I'm quite happy for them to build a mosque wherever they want. I'm, you know.
Moths.
No, we moved house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's what it came to. We moved house. Although, we've
just
spotted a couple.
Just to escape the moths?
Not just to escape the moths. There were other reasons, but that was definitely in the list of things.
Right, okay. Have you got some more?
yeah, some have appeared. I'm guessing we've brought some with us.
Do you need to get some citronella?
I've tried all that. None of that stuff works, dude.
And then you need to light it.
What?
Like an essential oil.
Yeah.
Light it, right? And then the moths are attracted to the flame, and then they die.
Right.
That's what you need. And also, are you still in the mood for an argument?
Well, it depends if you think you can give me one.
Well, I just, like, the categories you're coming up with, right?
Yeah, go on.
I could, when you were doing like the daily radio show, fair enough, you know.
It wasn't daily, it was 4 days a week, but yes, carry on, yes.
Well, you haven't got a lot of time to think about them, you know, you just sort of grab whatever comes up, right?
Okay.
But now you've got like a whole week to come up with them, and I don't think they're very inspiring.
What are you talking about? Okay, so the three I've got tonight are, everything on TV is rubbish, is anyone bothered about the Olympics, have you ever cried at a celebrity's death?
Yeah.
What's not inspiring about those? They cover the whole range, the whole depth, and indeed the breadth of humanity.
Well, I don't know. I mean, fair enough, the Olympics. I mean, that obviously that's going to be great for the nation. That's a given, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not a given. It's going to be terrible for the nation, particularly as I predict there is going to be some form of terrorist atrocity taking place, and this is no way me making light. I'm not making light of
really?
It. I genuinely think that's going to happen.
But don't you think they've got, like, everything in place to stop that?
No, they can't.
And instead of worrying about, you know, what may happen, we need to concentrate on the good things that will come from the Olympics. You know, the country needs a lift.
What good thing will come from the Olympics? Some people will run fast. Some people will jump high.
The coming together of a nation as they witness amazing...
How are we going to come together? Because a man jumped high.
It's a televisual... community event, isn't it? Everybody comes together to support
that.
The home nations, and they engenders.
That.
That's a good word, isn't it?
It is
engenders
a
feeling of national pride.
Yeah. What you've said there is you've just said people are going to come together by watching it on the television. One of the most isolating activities known to humankind.
Hello.
Oh, don't do the old pretend you can't hear me nonsense. Utter shambles. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
One of the biggest issues is the serious misuse of the...
Tissues?
Tissues.
Oh, it's been a long time. It's been a very long time. Line five, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
It's Lindy.
Hello, Lindy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, love. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. What can I do for thee this evening?
Well, I was thinking back to the last time I cried when somebody famous died.
Yeah, go on.
And I was 14 and it was Elvis Presley. That's how old I am.
I was doing the maths then. Blimey, that's a shocker. I thought you were older than that. So, you cried... Oh, come on, it was a cheap shot. It had to be done. I'll cut that bit out. I won't. I'll cut the bit out of me saying I'm going to cut that out. I won't even cut that out. So you cry. How did you find out Elvis had died? Did someone come and tell you? Did like your parents flippantly go, that man's dead? Or what happened?
Do you know, I can't remember the exact circumstances, but I was really into his album. I can't remember the name of the album, but it had Blue Suede Shoes on it.
And really into it to not remember the name of it, yes?
No, I know. It was a long time ago, Ian. God's sake, I'm very old.
All right.
And it was me and my friend Eloise, and we used to dress up in circle skirts and petticoats and be sort of teddy girls.
Yeah.
It's a bit embarrassing, really.
It is a little bit. Send me a picture,
yeah.
I'll put it on the website.
I don't think I've got any pictures.
Yeah,
no, I don't think I have.
Come on.
But anyway,
Did you sob like a girl?
No, I kind of cried and then thought, why am I crying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it because I think I should cry? Mm. Yes, probably.
I was sobbing like a baby this week when Davey died. I was sobbing like a baby.
Actually, that did make me cry a little bit because he was my first heartthrob.
Really?
I absolutely adored him.
He's
yeah,
only 66. He should have been the last monkey standing.
I know. Is he the youngest?
He was the youngest by quite a bit.
Yeah, he looks youngest. But he always looked like a baby anyway. He's
baby
like face, a little boy.
Babyface Jones. So,
I felt.
I'm going to put a Spotify playlist on the ianlee.com of like top 10 Davy Jones monkey songs so that they'll be available after this.
Good.
Anything else?
I used to do the monkeys walk to school with my brother. We used to watch the monkeys together. Yeah. And then in the morning we used to do the monkeys walk to school.
The monkeys walk is... If you're listening to this, dear listener, you don't know what the monkeys walk is, YouTube it and then go and do it with two or three of your friends. It's the most fun you can have walking. That's what they should do. There's talk about having like a sort of concert for him or something. No, don't have a concert. Just have a sponsored monkeys walk across the world. And
That'll be brilliant.
That's what I'm going to organise. Damn it, that's exactly what I'm going to organise. A sponsored... It's not even sponsored. We're just going to do it. A monkey walk across the world. That's happening.
There.
Thank you, Lindy. See you later.
Bye.
Ta-ta. That's exactly what's going to happen. A monkey's walk across the world. Oh, you know it. You know it. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hi, Ian. It's Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Ian.
How are you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing? Okay.
I didn't bring enough tea with me up to my... up to the luxury recording studio in Soho, so I've run out of tea.
They do have a lack of tea there.
Yeah, I've run out of tea. It's my last little bit. Hang on.
Is that some good tea?
That's some good tea, man. Or it's rooibos, but it's rooibos with vanilla, which is it's not great. It's mistakes like that will keep this podcast out of the top 10.
Yeah, you need proper tea, man.
I need proper tea, man. If I want to maintain my position of. I think we're number six at the moment. Anyway, yes, what do you want, Jonathan?
What are the topics today, then?
Oh, man, go onto the internet and find out what they are. I can't be bothered. Line one, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Jenny. I'm just wondering how everything's going with Set the Agenda.
Hello, Jenny. Set the Agenda's cancelled.
Why?
Because I sold... I sold 32 tickets, which is nowhere... I probably would have sold a few more if I'd have held my nerve, but it's nowhere near enough.
Have you ever thought about having it on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I have. The thing is the venue is brilliant, and the venue is only free Sundays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays. So...
Thursdays are good.
I'm gonna try either a Wednesday or Thursday. It's good for you, is it? Thursday would be good for you. Okay, well, let me just put that down. What was your name again?
It's Jenny Lowe.
Jenny. So Thursday would be good for you, Jenny, yeah?
Yep.
What kind of time would you like it, Jenny?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And what time do you need to get away?
Any time. Fine. Thursday night's a new Friday.
Okay. And do you work on Friday?
Yes.
But it doesn't matter if you go in hungover or and smelling a
booze. No, that's fine. I'm a veterinary nurse, so it'll be fine.
The animals aren't going to know, are they? And you don't need to be that accurate when you're injecting an animal. I think you can pretty much do it anyway. Hey, if you're a vet, right, and you saw an old man collapsing in the street, and they said... Or you're on an aeroplane, okay, and someone collapses, and the stewardess says, is there a doctor on the plane? And no doctor puts their hand up. Would you be able to step forward and possibly save his life?
That has happened to me on the train, unfortunately, and everyone looks around, and you're still sitting there, and you're like, maybe I should get up now.
And did you do anything?
I've got up and walk out. Well, I said, I'm a veterinary nurse, and the train driver goes, well, I'm just a train driver. And I was like, okay, then. Well, I'm not going to be able to do anything.
Did you? Well, you could make him swallow a pill while you hold his head still.
Yeah, I kind of bled my way through it.
You could insert your finger up his anus and get any of the discharge out. So did you save the man's life, or did he...
It was a girl. Yeah, no, she was fine. She was fine. She was carted off in the ambulance.
Jenny, listen, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you. Oh, I'm having fun tonight. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hello, it's Andrew in Germany.
Hello, Andrew in Germany. What can I do for thee?
Oh, I was listening to the second episode, and I thought, oh, God, he's on right now. So I've called up.
Well, yeah, I am on right now.
Right now. So I had a look on Facebook, looking at the topics.
Yes.
And the TV topic.
Yeah, go on. All TV is rubbish.
How about you state your case in a bit more detail?
Okay. You know all TV, yeah?
Yeah, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Correct. There is nothing decent on at all. I don't know. I'm guessing German TV is even worse than British TV, but I cannot think of one programme, apart from Jeremy Kyle, but that is rubbish, but I enjoy it. I can't think of anything I could actually sit down and watch all the way through and set us to go, oh, this is on 8 o'clock tonight, I'm going to watch this.
You ready?
You're gone.
Fringe.
Okay, now, what you've done there is you have bowled what I believe in cricketing terms is known as a googly. First of all, Fringe is American, so it's not British. All British TV is rubbish. Also, I don't watch Fringe on the TV. I watch that online. So, technically, it's a computer programme.
I wasn't aware of the British TV aspect.
Well, no, I think I may have just introduced that that you you kicked me in the testicles. I think I may be cheating slightly in this argument.
Fringe, in that case, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, thank you very much. Fringe is excellent, but I don't. It's not on the TV over here anymore. I don't think. I don't think the season four
is.
I don't think season four. They showed it on Sky, and for ages I was trying to sell Sky. Me doing a podcast for Fringe like I used to do with Lost, and they said, well, we'd love to, but nobody watches Fringe. It gets awful, awful viewing figures over
there. Yeah, I don't think anyone watches it apart from me and you, obviously. It's brilliant. Amazing. The fourth season's been the best one yet.
It is brilliant, and I'm a couple of episodes behind on the fourth season, so hush thy tongue.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
That's it.
Ta-ta. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Mr. Fuzzy.
Who's this?
Mr. Fuzzy.
Oh, what can I do for you?
No, I was just calling about some of your topics.
Yeah, go on.
Never quite a smell of death.
Is your mouth anywhere near the mouthpiece, or are you just shouting at me through an old Coke can?
It's literally right next to it, and it's not on speakerphone.
Jeez, this is awful. Okay, we'll bear with it, but I'll probably cut
it. I can put it a bit closer, but it's just going to get muffled, because it's literally...
Yeah, no, it just sounds like you're talking... No, it just sounds like you're talking like that, and so you can't hear anything.
I can't hear you, mate.
No, exactly. Okay, go on. Yeah, so we can make you... Just about make you out, yes.
The celebrity death thing, I'm a sociopath, so that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
We should all be a little bit like that, basically, fair, because we're not really... anything to do with these celebs.
No, listen, I kind of agree, but I went when the monkey David Jones died this week, I sobbed like a baby, and I knew I'd be sad when a monkey died. I'm obsessed with them, but I didn't know I would cry like my own brother had passed away. It was weird, and I was questioning it, but I still did it.
I would cry more if a real monkey died.
Yeah. Imagine if you had to kill that monkey as well.
That wouldn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. If it was my choice that the monkey died,
yep.
I'd be alright with that. But if the monkey just died of old age or something horrible, that would upset me.
I once had to smash a kitten's head in with a brick.
Yeah, some of the things I've had to do to kittens, I'm not even going to get into
No,
that.
I bet you didn't even have to do it. I had to do it. I saw him get run over and he didn't die.
Yeah, I had to do it. Okay. I had no choice. When the eyeball's popping out... And
oh, my goodness gracious me. For goodness sakes, what horrible people we have listening to this show.
We're balconyshirts.co.uk. Put a little spunk in your wardrobe today. T-shirts, hoodies, wallets, watches and more. We're your ironic retro online superstore.
Balconyshirts.co.uk. For 20% off everything, use promo code POCKETRADIO.
Very lucky to speak to Peter Talk this week from the Monkees, of course. Shame it wasn't under better circumstances. He gave me some time to talk about the passing of Davy Jones. If you want to find out more about Peter's solo stuff, petertalk.com. I've also made up a Spotify playlist of what I consider to be the 10 essential Davy Jones Monkees songs. If you go to the Pocket Radio Show page on ianlee.com, you can find the link there. Here's my chat with Peter Talk. Peter, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. You probably don't remember, I interviewed you a couple of times a few years ago when you came over. A huge fan of yours, your solo work, that little pop group you're in for a short while. I don't know if you remember those guys. I don't know how to start this, really, because I just, you know, first of all, I want to pass on my condolences. I was really sad when Davy passed away. I was with my two-year-old boy. I was singing Daydream Believer to him to get him to sleep. And I had a text come through, and I was devastated. I burst into tears because you guys have been part of my life since I was 8 years old. And I was wondering how you heard about Davy's passing.
Mutual friend called me on the phone. Just a lady who has been part of particularly Davy's scene, but also partly mine, whom I've been friends with, like I said, mutual friend. And she called distraught, and I knew something was wrong, but I had no intimations. You know, Mickey says he slept badly the night before and was pretty sure there was something wrong.
Mm.
But I had no such foretelling. But, of course, it was stunning when I heard. I've been trying to find ways to describe it, and none become remotely adequate. Every time I try something... is really missing. So I just have to leave it that, you know, I was stunned, enveloped with stun, as it were. And
stunned is the right word because, you know, he was 66, I think, which is no age at all.
Well, the youngest and the youngest of us.
The youngest. He, a jockey. He exercised, mm-hmm. a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And
right.
it's the I think part of the problem I'm having with it is just... the suddenness of it, that it came from nowhere.
Seems to have. You know, I hold as a philosophical starting point that everything has reason, has cause, as opposed to no reason or no cause. So I understand in a pretty maybe a little bit theoretical, but I do understand that there are reasons for this. The suddenness of it was that we did not see this coming. We did not know. Mm. He may have had, I understand he had some arrhythmia, and it may have been in the cards all along, and maybe any doctor would have told him, you know, could happen at any time, but they didn't spot it, and everybody assumed that he was all right, and maybe he has been not all right for a long time. It was sudden. It was very sudden. It's not the same as if you, catch a... get a terminal disease where you can anticipate, but the suddenness of it, it's true. If it's a terminal disease, you sort of acclimatize yourself.
You can prepare for it. You know, it's still a horrible thing, of course, but there is an element of finishing things and saying goodbye and coming to a natural conclusion, isn't there? If it's a disease
that's
like that,
that's right. Yeah. If you know somebody is going, then you you make your peace with them and send them on their way. You don't get a chance to do that when it happens like this, which is certainly too bad.
One thing that has surprised me, I think, because I kind of thought that you guys were my own dirty little secret, but there has been an amazing outpouring of love, not just for Davey, but for all four of you, I think. You know, that it's and hopefully it's reminded you of the affection that a lot of people have for all of you.
Yeah, it's been very surprising to me. A friend of mine, you know, talking to me, said, "Well, you know, your obit's going to be in the New York Times, which is, of course, you know, the highest the highest mark of fame possible." And then when Davey went to Discover, not only was it a mark of not only was his obit in the Times, but it was front page news, and it is still part of the news cycle.
Front page news around the world as well.
Around the world, yes, and all of the, primarily the English speaking countries, of course, and Japan. But it was. I'm amazed at the how long it went on. Mm. I went on the Rachel Maddow show here. Mm. I don't know if you don't get that.
We don't get it, but I have seen it. Yes.
Yeah, it's online. It's possible to see, and she's a favorite of mine, and. When they told her that I was coming on the show, she told me that she thought they were having her on. So, which is surprising to me because, of course, you know. So it's amazing to me the influence and the power and the reach. Yeah, I was really surprised.
Some people unfairly criticized your appearance on that, saying that you came across. Oh, I don't know. I thought you came across. How hard must it be to speak about someone who's passed away that has been a part of your life for 45 years? You know, it's. An incredible, I can't even begin to imagine what's going through your head, Peter.
Yes, sorry. It is difficult. As to the Rachel show, I believe what happened there was that Rachel and I were kind of caught up in the initial monkey's fervor.
Yeah.
We wound up not actually having time. I did put in an explanation. If you go back to Rachel's website and go onto her blog, they have posted my post Rachel comment, wherein I talk about the things that I had hoped and meant to talk about, the significance of the monkeys and my sadness at Davey's passing. Those were the things that I had actually gone on there in hopes of talking about, and sort of just the segment just got away from us.
Of course it does. Live TV, there's always someone shouting in someone's ear. Hey, listen, I saw you guys at the Royal Albert Hall last year. I saw you in 1989 at the Royal Albert Hall, and then I saw you again this last year.
Uh-huh.
And I was amazed for loads of reasons. I mean, you're 70 now, are you, sir?
I am.
Who'd have thought Peter Tork is 70 years old? And you boys, it was one of the most energetic shows. What was it, 2.5 hours, something like 35 songs?
That's right, yeah.
Why did you put yourself through that, Peter?
Well, because that's what it takes to make a great show. It was it was not tiring.
Really?
I mean, yes, it was tiring.
Yeah.
But it was not exhausting. It was energizing, you know, to do those shows in front of everybody, to get to play those songs, to get to goof with those guys, two of the funniest men I know of, much less know, just to get into that show with those guys was such a joy, you know, to play in front of all those people and listen, they gave me a shot. I told some jokes, they laughed. What else can I know?
But the highlight for me, you picked some amazing songs, and I thought what was great about this tour compared to some of the other tours I've seen you do is that you kind of took the foot off the comedy and you went, do you know what, we've got some brilliant songs and we're going to play them for you. And you did I Don't Think You Know Me At All, and as soon as you went into that, I thought, yeah, these guys have really thought about this set list this time.
Yeah, it was lovely. We don't actually, I think, in fact, I sang it on record when it was first produced.
Yeah.
And they said, well, let's have one of the other lads sing it, which was okay with me. I wasn't very confident at the time. But they gave it, Davey basically structured that show. And he gave me that song to sing, and it was like being honored, you know, it's like being knighted or something to get that song to sing, because it really is there's some wonderful things about that song, and I really did love singing it.
And it was a beautiful footage at the back on that huge screen. That must have taken hours to put together, all the images from the decades.
A friend of ours, Rachel, whose last name escapes me, put that all together. It did a great job, and we were just delighted to have that stuff.
Were any of those concerts recorded or filmed, or is there any chance of them being released at all?
I don't think so.
Oh, man alive.
There's a chance. One of Davey's friends on the road with us had a nice little pocket video camera, but I don't think we have any major league high quality video. I'm sad to say.
Someone has edited. I don't know what your views are on bootlegs these days, but someone has edited from YouTube all of the mobile phone footage that people have taken, and they've spent hours on it, and they've put together an excellent multi camera show with the phone footage.
I actually love bootleg. Actually,
really.
Yeah, it's great. It's not against my own, it's against my own financial interest.
Yeah.
But I'm a Democrat. I mean, with a small D. I believe in spreading the wealth. Where am I going to find that phone camera?
Listen, let me, I'll email Pam, give me an address and I'll send it over to you. I've got a copy. I've also got some amazing stuff from you in the 70s and 80s if you want it as well.
Sure. publicity@petertork.com.
Man, I will send it all over. Very quickly, I know you've got to go off and you're a very busy man. Can I ask, the very first time you met Davy Jones, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Go on.
It wasn't anything special. I actually saw him once and found out later it was him. Before that, I was sitting in the cattle call. You know, there was the auditions. There were like dozens of guys sitting around waiting to be auditioned. And Jonesy walked through and into one of the producer's office just as self-assured as anybody would want to be.
He was a cocky little so-and-so when he was 17, 18 years old, I think you can say.
I wouldn't have said so exactly myself. Wouldn't have used that word, but he was pretty upright. He was on his toes, all right. But the main thing was that I was going, who is this so-and-so? And I myself was deeply jealous. And the meeting was, I had never seen Mickey before in my life, as far as I knew, when we met.
Mm.
You guys are the Monkees. How do you do? How do you do? Shake hands.
How strange.
Do. I knew Mike. I'd seen Davey that one other time.
Yeah.
Mickey and Mike had known each other. But we basically, I knew Mike because he was a folky on the scene in L.A. And he was running the what we call the hootenannies then, the open mics.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Compere now? What we call the MC.
Okay.
So that was the first time I met Davey. Nothing happened. It was just, how do you do? Uh-huh.
Have you spoken to Mike or Mickey at all?
We are in touch. Right. I've spoken to Mickey. Mike and I have been back and forth with emails.
Hey, that's something, because I know there was a little bit of tension between you and Michael. So that's nice to hear that you've communicated.
It is good to hear. I don't know how much tension there was between me and Michael. You make your move. You what they say, you pay your money and take your choice.
Yeah.
You hear that expression? And we just went our separate ways for a while, just because that's what we did. I bore him no ill will, particularly, certainly. I have a lot of respect and admiration for and some affection for Mike. And I'm glad to be back in touch with him, especially over, Mickey and Mike and I sort of closed ranks in shock and reactivity to this this really crazy event. It's such a stunner.
Any plans for you three to do anything, a tribute, or are you just going to leave it now?
Well, I'd like to. I would imagine, for one thing, Davey was I was going to say a fan. That's absolutely the wrong expression. He was taken, very badly taken by his knowledge of the plight of victims of MS.
Yeah,
multiple sclerosis. So it would be fitting if we could get together, do some show, have a little fun. You saw George Harrison's tribute.
Oh, everybody, man, yeah.
Everyone was having a good time doing that, And so in other words, meaning no respect, having a good time, if you know.
No, of course. I think you can celebrate someone's life like that.
Yeah. So we could get together, enjoy each other's company in memory of Davey, and send some bounty to the MS research.
It's a great charity. My mother has MS, and it's a hideous disease, and it's a wonderful charity. So good for you.
Yeah, a friend of mine has it as well.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Final question, sir, then I'll let you go. Blue, I can never say it. And I hate you for naming your band this. Shoe Suede Blues.
There you go.
Thank you. I'll cut that bit out. I'll make me sound good.
No, you tell you what, you say it 3 or 4 times real fast. You can never say the name of the song again.
No, it's a cracking little band. Are you going to come back to the UK and do some more shows? Because I know you've been over a few times and people have loved you, and it'll be lovely to see you again.
It would be a thrill to come over. I have no plans at the moment, but I think perhaps we will get something going one of these days. Yes, it would be such a joy. I'm quite the Anglophile myself.
Come and stay at my house if it's money you're worried about. Listen, I've got a spare room. I can put all of you up. You can sleep on the floor, but you're more than welcome.
What a good idea. Thank you. Maybe we'll do that.
Peter,
so,
listen.
Appreciate the offer.
It's so lovely to talk to you. It's a shame it's under such sad circumstances, but I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, Ian. It's a pleasure to have a moment just to remember and to be, you know, to be grateful for having had him in my life. It's true.
I'm at the BBC with Dougie Anderson. Hello, Dougie.
Hi, Ian.
Now, we're trying to sell clip joints. People should come to clip joint. Why?
Well, first up, it's a heck of a good night out in London's West End at the
Excellent.
Prince Charles Cinema.
Correct.
We've done one there so far at the Prince Charles. We've done a few clip joints before that in Camden, which gave us a feeling of, if I may say, Camdemonium. But we have moved on. We had Miles Jupp as our special guest.
I miss being near Belushi's bar, though. Mm. There was a real vibe that place gave off.
Yeah, and also there is still something of the Britpops about the place.
Yeah.
Not the West
Madness.
End. Yes. And the Blue Tones. But we have moved on. We've moved upwards. We're in the West End at the aforementioned Prince Charles. We had Miles Jupp as our special guest.
Who was excellent.
For the February show. This time it's a change of the sexes,
yes.
But a similar vein of laughs. We have Josie Long, of course.
She's good.
She is very good.
Her sister once got very drunk and sat on my lap. She just won a hairdressing award.
Mm-hmm. And great sibling activity there from the aforementioned sister sitter. I already have a couple of things I'm going to show. You're still deciding at the moment.
I've possibly got at least one thing, and yep. I'm going to research some more. Bring your own, if you're coming, bring your own clips. That's the important thing. On the
yes.
Digital versatile disc, DVD
yes.
for short, bring those clips along. About sort of 45 minutes to a minute and a half is kind of perfect.
Whoa, 45 minutes to 40, a minute and a half?
Whoa.
Because the show has got a running time about 50 minutes. So what we're seeing is we're going to have 45 minutes of audience clips and 5 minutes of us. That's going to be a difficult sell.
45 seconds then. Should we compromise and say
yes.
that?
Yes.
45 seconds to a minute and a half. The Prince Charles Cinema, Sunday, March 18th. Go to the Prince Charles website and you can see how it's only £6.50, I think, for tickets
yes. and £4 for members. And I don't know. Do you have to pay to become a member of the Prince Charles?
Yes.
Okay. How much is it?
It's £10.
So probably best if you just want to come on along to our show. Don't become a member. Just come along and pay the £6.50 because you'll be saving what would be 14 takeaway £6.50. What's that? You're saving about £18. So that has to be viewed as a bonus in this age of austerity.
Dougie, I'll see you on Sunday, March the 18th at Clip Joint, Prince Charles Cinema.
I look forward to it, but also very much looking forward to watching you at the moment.
Let's see who we've got here. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Paul.
Hello, Paul. What can I do for you?
Just about your topics.
Yeah, go on.
So you said about crying about celebrities that have died.
Yes.
I don't get why people do that. You don't know the person. Mm. You know, it's only a sad thing when anyone goes, but crying because somebody's seen on a stage or TV, you know, a bit over the top.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And that's what confuses me when Davy Jones died this week and I sobbed like a baby.
Why? Why? I don't know, you've probably met people in the Monkees. Did you know him as a person or just someone you'd seen?
I met him twice. Didn't really speak to him very much. I interviewed him on the phone once, and I didn't know him. But I guess the thing is, I have been obsessed with the Monkees since I was about 8 years old. So for the last 30 years, they've been a big part of my life.
And it kind of, and I know everything about them. I know more about them than they know about themselves, right? But it still doesn't explain why I would sub like that. And it makes me think that maybe, possibly, probably, I was crying for something else. Now, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's kind of like a broken relationship with my dad, which isn't particularly good. Maybe it's I'm crying for the 8-year-old that was me. I don't know. But I was sobbing like a baby.
It is, you know, someone from your youth dies, that, you know, when Jimmy Savile went, I was sad about it because he was part of my youth, you know, yep. Watching him on a weekend. But I didn't cry because, you know, it's just a celebrity. It's not someone I know. Your spokesman makes it more real for you. You come up to the person, so it makes it a bit different for that, but... You know.
It was weird with the Jimmy Savile thing. Was he in an open coffin and old people could go and see him or something? I might be wrong, but definitely that old people could go and look at his coffin and there was a queue to go and see Savile's coffin.
I don't get why do you want to see a dead person? You know, it's not like they're going to be smiling and happy. They put a lid on and let him go sort of thing. I don't get the open coffin when anyone dies. It's just weird looking at a dead person.
Have you ever had a relative pass away?
Yes, yeah, I have.
And did you go and see their body?
No, I didn't want to remember them like that. I remember the good times.
It is strange. I remember when my granddad died, I went and saw the body, and I sort of wish I hadn't, because it wasn't him at all. Of course it wasn't him, just this... But it's a weird one. Some people find it very comforting. And in kind of continental cultures, they sit with the body... Well, you talk about Jimmy Savile. He sat with his mum when she died for about 3 days.
Yeah. To me, that would be your last memory of the person, and I don't, you know, when my grandparents died, I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be the times when they were out doing things. That's my last memory, and not them white in a coffin. It's not right. It's not truly the right last memory of that person.
Listen, I'm going to move on because we've got loads of calls. Thank you very much for that. Line 2, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, and they got nothing but their genes. Cause it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes to rule the world. Over to you, Ian.
Thanks very much. This is fun, this, isn't it? Let's try line 3. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's the man who's being chased by things. I just want to say, I'm not a fan of goats, but I appreciate people that are. But I don't understand why you must keep going on about them on your show.
I've not mentioned goats at all. Hello? He's gone. What a delightful fruitcake. Let's try line 2, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hello again, it's Jonathan again.
Hello, Jonathan.
I'm actually going to be in the Olympics.
line 3, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hello, it's Charlotte from Basildon.
Hello, Charlotte from Basildon. How are you? Oh, my...
I'm fine, thank you.
What's going on there? Have you just flushed the toilet or something?
No, it's my laptop fan.
Your laptop fan? Jeez, that's the noisiest thing in the world.
Oh, no, it's really noisy, sorry.
That's all right, Charlotte. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Basildon.
Oh, you just said, I think you may have just said that. What can I do for you this evening, Charlotte?
I'm just going to say that I agree with you about the TV. There's never anything on.
It's all rubbish, isn't it? What they should do is they should get rid of... I'm seriously thinking of getting rid of my Sky. They should get rid of all the channels and we should go down to... I'll give you 3 channels. We should go back to 3 channels. And that way, the TV companies would be forced to put good stuff on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I watch Come Dine With Me, but that's about the only good thing.
I've gone off Come Dine With Me a bit. Maybe it's because I was on there and I look like an idiot. I don't know. But
I watched that one. It was pretty funny.
It was a funny one, wasn't it? I didn't enjoy the week, but I thought the show was excellent. But I think Come Dine With Me has kind of peaked. I got into The Hotel. Did you watch The Hotel?
No, I didn't.
I got into that, and then on the special the other week, they kind of, after 2 series, announced that the guy owned 2 other hotels, thereby removing all Jeopardy from the show. But there's nothing that I would sit down... My Sky Plus box is empty. There's nothing that I'd sit down and watch.
No, I mean, I have Virgin and there's never anything on. I'm flicking through channels for ages and there's never anything.
So you're sat in front of the telly, flicking away, and it's not doing anything for you?
No, nothing. I mean, I used to watch EastEnders as well, but that's just a lot of rubbish.
Oh, come on, man. EastEnders is utter tosh.
Yeah, I agree.
Charlotte, lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much. Let's go to line 7. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Rent-A-Ghost.
Lovely. Line nine, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Ian, how you doing? It's Sean.
Hello, Sean, what can I do for you, fella?
Yeah, I just wanted to chat to you about watching old kids' classics again when you're older.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes over your head when you're a kid. You watch it again, and there's a lot of bad things that happen in films like Home Alone.
Well, what bad things happen in Home Alone?
It's the worst mother ever. She let her kid out of her grasp three times.
She's hot though, isn't she? The mum in Home
she
Alone.
She's hot. I think she's got a drink problem as well. Watching it again.
Yeah, that's possible.
Uncle Buck as well. He goes to the toilet next to a 6-year-old, I think.
That's inappropriate.
That is really inappropriate.
I think we'd all agree that that's not good.
It's not good. No, it shouldn't really be done. And the last one, Ferris Bueller went to pick up his girlfriend dressed as his dad, and really goes over the top, touching and feeling her up in front of her principal. He just watches it.
I'm having a lot of fun this evening. I hope you're enjoying the show. Line nine, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hi, Ian.
Yes?
Hello, mate. Yeah, it's Ben from Crewkin. How's it going?
It's we're getting there, Ben. We're getting there.
Yeah, that sounds good, mate. Same here. I'm calling up to talk about how shit TV is at the moment.
Okay, go on.
Can I say shit?
Well, I can cut it out.
All right. Yeah, basically TV went down for me once Robot Wars came off, and more specifically when Philippa Forrester had that baby of hers. Ruined it for me.
Who replaced Philippa Forrester on Robot Wars?
Oh, you know, I stopped caring, so I couldn't tell you, mate.
I'm going to have a little Google, because they tried to sort of get someone like her in leather trousers and stuff, and it didn't really work.
I wouldn't say Lisa Tarbuck, but I know that's not right.
You know it's not. You know it's not her. You totally know. Jane Middlemiss.
Jane Middlemiss, that's it.
That, in some ways, that works even better.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know, Philippa Forrester always had that sort of schoolboy crush with me, like Katie Hill.
Philippa Forrester was like a schoolboy to you?
No, she didn't look like a schoolboy. I had a school...
Shana. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Oh, I thought I cut you off. Let's try line nine. Nine, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hi, my name's Phil.
Hello, Phil. What can I do for you?
Oh, my question is, really, is Barry likes to recycle a lot of his material.
Yes.
My main question is, how come he keeps recycling his age?
He's been 80... Was it 82? Is that what he is?
He's been 82 for the last, like, 10 years.
He's been like that for a while. Next time he calls in, I will ask him. Thank you very much for calling. Let's try line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who is this?
Hello, Ian. It's Gavin again.
Hello, Gavin again. What can I do for thee?
Oh, well, actually, I don't know what the topics are.
Ah, well...
Could you run me through?
No, I can't. You'll have to go and look at them online. Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hello, it's Brad from Bristol.
Hello, Brad from Bristol. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just ringing up about the topic about the TV programmes.
Yeah, go on. They're rubbish, aren't they?
Well, yeah, at the moment, yeah. But back a couple of years ago when American sitcom Scrubs... If you watched it.
Yeah, I watched Scrubs. I don't get it. I've watched quite a few episodes of Scrubs. I've got a cousin who's a doctor, and he thinks it's hilarious. Yeah. And I don't get it. There's no jokes in it.
There is jokes.
Where?
There are jokes.
Where are the jokes?
There's a lot. It's just about, obviously, about JD's personality, really, isn't it? The whole thing.
Right.
But is like, the awkward situations he gets into are the best.
Well, that's what comedy is about. It's about situation comedies are about awkward situations.
Yeah, and he seems to get himself into quite a lot.
But they're not funny, they're just awkward.
No, I reckon they're hilarious. The stuff he does, the little I can't think of the word. Like his little visions and stuff.
Yeah,
they're called now. But I've been watching it. I should see a doctor really, because I think I'm addicted to watching it. It's getting pretty bad, but I've been watching
it. When you say you're addicted to Scrubs, how does this manifest itself? How often are you watching Scrubs?
I probably watch 2 or 3 episodes a day.
Wow, like, wow, really?
On a night, because obviously I work throughout the day, so when I come home and get in bed at night, I'll watch 2 or 3 episodes. And
can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Don't be offended. Are you single?
It's complicated.
Oh, go on. Why is it complicated? Have you murdered her?
What? No.
No, I'm not saying that for a second. Not yet. What? Oh, God. What? Oh, please don't, because this tape will be played in a court of law as evidence. I don't want that happening again.
Yeah, okay.
What, so why is it complicated?
It's just a little bit rocky at the moment. That's...
Oh, man. Well, so... do you want to sort it out or not?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, not obviously. Sometimes I've been in rocky relationships and kind of thought, actually, I don't think I want to sort this out. I think this is it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I felt like that a little bit lately, but I don't know. We were together before, and then we broke up for about 9-10 months. And
ooh.
Then
who broke it up the first time?
Me.
Okay. And did you go and see someone else? Yes.
No, I haven't. I was single for 9 months, and it was a birthday in December. So on Facebook, obviously,
you had a birthday bunk up.
Birthday message, yeah.
And you're regretting it now, aren't you?
I'm not regretting it, not at all. I just, it's just gone a bit bad, bit pear-shaped. So
she's gone pear-shaped. Brad, listen, can you give me a call in a week or so and let me know how it goes?
Yeah, I will do.
All right, fella. I wish you the best of luck. I hope you know that whatever is meant to happen happens. Line three, you're live on the internet. I'm going to try something here. Let's go to line six. Six, you're through to three. Say hello to each other.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Eloise?
It's... Yes, it's Eloise.
Who is it?
It's Eloise.
Is it Gary Katona?
No, it's Eloise.
Is it Jody Marsh?
No, Eloise.
Is it Gary Wilmot?
No, it's...
Is it Henry Kelly?
Yes. Crazy.
Line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
It's Gavin. I'm at a castle.
Right. What can you see?
Fog. Everywhere.
Okay. Take two steps forward.
Okay.
And say hello to line seven.
Hello, line seven.
These bloody phones, Ian. Oh, bloody hell, I'm in character. Are you all right?
Hello. How are you?
You're all right?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Is that Eloise again?
How's it going, mate? You're all right?
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's Numbnuts. He's pressing the wrong buttons with his big sausage fingers.
Oh, I know.
Is that Rob Bonet?
Is it who?
Is it Rob Bonet? What?
Yay! How are we doing?
Is it going to be right?
Does anyone want to start a barbershop quiet or go on Pointless? Because they're my two New Year's resolutions. So if anyone wants to come with me, it'd be awesome.
I don't know about the barbershop thing, but Pointless, we're up for it.
Yay!
Go on, then.
What?
Sing.
Sing?
Come on. I might be swayed into joining it. How good are you?
Should we do a tribute to David Jones?
Let's do it.
And here we go, walking down the street. We'll get the funniest look from everyone we meet. Come on, Ian. Hey, we're the monkeys. People, they were walking around. We're too busy singing. Come on! Slow anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come watch the game play. We're the young generation. And we've got something to say.
Hey, with a monkey,
come on, boys! We're still busy singing. To put anybody down.
Absolutely.
Good time. There you go.
Trying to be friendly.
It's over there. It's over. Let go.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I meet you at the station. Be there by 4.
If that's 40, because I'm your reservation. I don't know.
Turn off the lights and I will glow to the extreme. I've got a mic like a vandal. Not on the stage, make a stroke like a candle. Yeah.
That's.
Bring back Rob Walding.
Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
It's Paul.
Hello, Paul. What can I do for you?
I think the Olympics are fantastic.
Why? They're boring. They're rubbish. It's sports. It's people jumping and throwing things. Who cares?
But you get
a fancy little show at the start and the end, you know, it's all like a fancy little show.
You get a fancy little show that's cost about £500 million
I know. But last time we had it was what, 1950? You know, it's a big world event to have here in England.
But it's pointless. Well, there's literally no point. They haven't sold anywhere near enough. All the hotels, right, put their prices up thinking we're going to do huge business.
Yeah.
Most of the hotels' rooms are still unbooked. But no one's coming.
It's waiting, thinking they'll drop the prices, but they won't. But that's what they're thinking.
No one is coming. No one. Are you going to go and see the Olympics?
I tried to get tickets, but I couldn't.
Exactly, because it's a con. It's a huge con. You never stood a chance of getting tickets for anything.
But it was a fairly allocated ticket system.
The men's 100 metres final, which I believe is the hot ticket, despite it being the quickest race, right?
Yeah.
Something like 60% of those tickets did not go to the public.
Well, they went to Visa and all that corporate.
They went to Ronald McDonald. Seriously, yeah, pretty much.
Further in the track, they went on to them.
What? How is that fair? How is this the People's Olympics if a giant psychedelic clown is going to take most of the seats?
But you can argue that for any event, anything.
No, you can't.
Music, any sport.
You can't argue that for any event. Any event you can go and buy tickets for.
Champions League final last year held at Wembley. Monster Stadium was free to sponsor again then. You know, it's always the case. It's how they fund the events.
I bet the tickets at that football match. What was the percentage of the tickets that were given or sold to members of the public? MOTP.
I think each team got 35,000 allocated for each club.
Right, so that's 70,000 tickets.
Yep.
How many does it hold?
About 90.
So that's still 20,000. So that's about 25%.
Yeah.
So that's still better than the 60% for the Olympics. Would you like to bow out of
this agreement? Yeah.
Would you like to bow out of this argument now?
I'm not disagreeing. Yes, the corporate get a lot of tickets, but they're paying a lot of money for that, and we still get a chance to go and watch 9 seconds worth of running.
But you're going to watch it at home on the telly, right? So it could be anywhere in the world.
It could be, but it's in England. It's a chance to show off what we've got here.
Okay, well, I will speak to you at some point after the Olympics, and you will be proved wrong. Thank you very much for calling. Take care. Ta-ta.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Line three, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Oh, hello, it's Ricardo.
Ricardo, what can I do for you?
How are you anyway, Ian?
I'm getting by.
Are you bearing up?
I'm a little bit down, and I've been working the last 2 days, so I've not been able to focus my thoughts on the loss of Davy Jones.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that.
I'm gutted, but
as soon as I heard about that, I thought of you. I know that sounds a bit weird.
No, it doesn't. You're the second person to call in tonight and say that, so I appreciate people out there considering my feelings at this time.
No. That's genuine as well. It's not anything dodgy or anything.
I'm
like
not
that.
Saying for a second. By anything dodgy, do you mean sexual? Because I'm not for a second implying that you fancy me.
No, let's not even go there.
That's what you went there.
You went there.
You got your keys out, opened the front door, and said, "Have a look at that." And I looked in there, and that's what I saw.
I merely stated that they're saying on the blackboard, I don't think we should look at it.
Well,
and think it was something that the other kids done when we weren't even in there.
And it was, exactly. Anyway,
a short drawing.
I know, exactly. I'm trying to keep this clean because we've got young ears listening to this.
No, that's fine. And this is all good. I was just, it was funny. I had some posh crisps. A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I remember a conversation we had many, many moons ago.
Yes.
About you getting posh crisps from one of your agents.
You don't mean news agents, you mean work agents.
I don't think it was Walker Sensations.
Well, posh crisps.
You had some posh crisps at a posh hotel, and you were like, those were the best crisps you ever had in your life.
I don't remember what those crisps were, but I tell you what crisps I don't like, because they're not really crisps. It's the ones that are made from vegetables. I don't like the vegetable crisps, and they taste all perfumey. That's not crisp.
Who tries to sell you these?
I don't know, but you go to places. Maybe we're moving in different circles, Ricardo. I hobnob, right?
And I think, yeah, we don't always move in the same.
No, I mean, I am, you know, quite middle class, and you are very, very common. And you would not get invited to, for example, I'm going to be going to the...
I'm just chuffed I've got a mobile phone.
Well, and you have to nick that. I will be going to the screening of episode one of The Apprentice. And I suspect there will be these vegetable crisps available there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, as part of one of their tasks?
No, as nibbles.
For
the guests. Nibbles for the guests, yeah.
Oh, what do you think their first task will be? Saying, like, washing cards?
I think it'll be strangling chickens.
You reckon?
That's the rumour going round, yeah, that they'll be strangling chickens.
Yeah, but they can't show that on live television. Well, not live.
Exactly.
But even pre-recorded television.
Well, of course they can.
No, not strangling chickens. That's just bonkers, man. I was wondering if you cut me off then. Oh, God, where's Vinny? Maybe little Barry from Watford. I think I'm talking to myself. Is this still going? Where's the phone? I'm still connected. Oh, I think I've been cut off. Oh, this is scary. Oh, just go back to front skin on Bloody Room 101. Yeah, I might have to. Anyway, Ian, lovely to speak to you again. It's been far too long.
Well, that's pretty much your lot. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. There are going to be 12 episodes of this, I've decided, in Series 1. If you'd like to show your appreciation, I am now passing the metaphorical electronical hat. If you want to give us some money to say thank you very much, you're more than welcome to. You can pay via PayPal and send money to ian@ianlee.com. ian@ianlee.com. You don't have to. There's no obligation. Some people have been very, very generous and it's much appreciated, but I won't think badly of you if you don't. Time for some thanks. A big thank you to the Positive Internet Company for putting this online. The team at www.gak.co.uk for lending me the sound equipment to record this with. They've got a wonderful website full of geeky things and guitars and brilliant. Go and have a look. The music, the theme music is by a group called Chihuahua, but that's spelled Chihuahua, and it's awesome. And the music you're about to hear in the audio boo section comes from a guy called Michael Mucklow. And if you go to michaelmucklow.com, MUCKLOW.com, you can find some music there and tell him I sent you. Big thank you to balconyshirts.co.uk, who've got some awesome t-shirts. Go and have a look at the website, balconyshirts.co.uk, and if you enter the promo code POCKETRADIO, you get 20% off everything they do, and they've got some excellent stuff. If you want to take part in the show, you're more than welcome to. You can give me a call when we do a phone-in. The Skype name is Pocket Radio Show. The phone number is 020-328-6143. 020-328-6143. Audio Booze. I need your Audio Booze, please. audioboo.fm/IanLee. Follow me on Twitter, @IanLee. Join the Facebook page, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. There's also going to be a YouTube channel, youtube.com/PocketRadioShow, where I will eventually get round to putting up some nice videos there. Don't forget to check out IanLee.com. Until next time, here are your audio boos.
I'm on the podcast. Jackie Shroff is a bad man.
You're my honey bun, sugar pump, pump me, yum, 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 kid. You're my sweetheart. You're my cookie cake, gumdrop, snuckum, snuckum. You're the apple of my eye. Cause I love you so, and I want you to know that I'll always be right here. That's why I sing this song for you, because you are so dear.
Good, yeah.
It is Ground Force now with Tommy Walsh and that bird who never wears a bra. A tits flop around and a land on the ground, and Tommy picks up a breeze block in his bloody hand.
Tesco's tail, 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 T